Westchester's great community forum. Local and vocal, where many different voices are heard in the land every day and every night. 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Hello again, I'm Steve Mayo. Opposite me is Lou Feliciano. We're with you Mondays at 5:30 p.m. on WVOX 1460 AM, your great clarion of truth and opinion and everything in between. And nobody here says that because it's carried on these airwaves, Lou, it's true. Nobody says that. We have a realistic take on the world, unlike the former management, I think, of, was it Twitter, that wouldn't carry the Hunter Biden allegation because it was not verified? No. You're mixing up history and fantasy. Anyway, that to me is that opinion of that profit-making corporation is one of the explanations, Lou, for why we are in the spot we are.
And
we,
to me, this whole Twitter thing is to silence Trump.
Absolutely.
That's what this is all about. If you want to break all the you can go to different 10 different angles here, right. But this whole thing is to break Trump.
Absolutely.
That's what this is
it's
all about.
It's retaliation.
Exactly
it,
what
it's
it
got
is.
A major story.
Exactly what it is.
The 50 CIA veterans, remember that explanation in the hoax of Russian involvement. The story is too hideous and too unprovable to be even referenced. So let's get to our loyal callers. Let's go right to Vince.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, Vince.
A couple of things. You're talking about it already, Twitter. Well, there's been a big buzz in town, as I'm sure you've already been talking about it. Rather remarkably, our super woke school district has decided to try to help save our children by deleting the district Twitter account. That's going to save us.
Yes.
Okay? That's going to improve educational outcomes. We are so far gone in this district, it's beyond belief. Now, Bob Cox did a very interesting article about this, and he points out that many of the schools or other people in the district still have their Twitter accounts. So maybe they ought to be canceled too.
Yes.
But we'll see.
Well, Vince, let's face it. The precedent is amazing that a public school district supported by tax dollars and everything else is actually playing a censor here, indirectly, convolutedly, but that's what they're doing. And just imagine how much more needs to be done to take over the whole county, make this the rule. There's 40 or so more districts. Then you've got 61 more counties. Just imagine if this policy of intolerance and, let's face it, political side-taking is adopted. New York State can be won in a matter of weeks just by imitation. And then the other 49 states, you know this is how it works. This is how bad things are, Vince. And you're the person, I will give you credit, Vince, as Luke credited you in the previous half hour. You are the person we can rely on to go to these often tedious meetings and really report on the goings-on fairly. And please keep it up. We
Vince,
support
I wouldn't know none of this if it wasn't up to you. I mean, I learned a lot from you about all this stuff.
Well, it's a rather remarkable state of affairs in our city. I've been a participant and active in this stuff 40 years or more since coming to town. And it doesn't change because the dynamics of our elections don't change. The same people put the lawn signs on every year. At the behest of the Democratic Party, it's a very linked-in operation. We know that.
It certainly
and
is.
Very few people vote. 7 to 10% of the people who even bother to register.
Yes.
And the north end of town, the outvotes the south end of town, 2 to 1 in every election.
And so to add to your point, Vince, it's a valid point. And when it could be argued that the state of the schools should be of greater priority to our dear citizens of the South End, because speaking plainly, their attendance at public schools is far more common than the North End, which often sends their kids to private prep yeshiva, and nothing wrong with that, but it's things are up to down. And just for the convenience of our listeners, because it came up today as I was telling a friend about this, in the last presidential election, approximately 150 million Americans voted for the in the presidential election, voted. That's just short of half the nation. And you're saying now, and we many of us know it, 7 to 10% of this city bother to vote on something that affects them more directly every day than what the president does.
7 to 10% of the people who bother to register to vote. There's about 45,000 registered voters.
Yep.
To get elected to our school board, you only need about 2,500, maybe 3,000 votes at the most.
Yep.
It's a ridiculous development. Like you say, controlling 65% of our taxes and the lives of our children. But this wokeism is a steamroller. Now, on another note, I know you may have another caller.
We do. We have two.
A lot of interest in the upcoming mayoral election. Mayor Bramson, having bowed out, I think perhaps has made a deal to not get prosecuted by the district attorney who's investigating him criminally.
What's the chance of our learning more about this when it's not a general subject in the local media such as it exists?
Probably not much. But my money for the next mayor is the Latino woman, Yadira Ramos-Huber.
Mrs. Okay? Ramos. I think
but
so,
there's
too.
There's been a lot of talk, some talk, that Damon Moore wants to put his hat in the ring. He's also an extreme far lefty. But because, and I hate to say it, he's a white male, I think he's out of the mix.
No, he's imperfect. Okay. He's an imperfect candidate.
And there's another thing that Leanne Merchant wants to run for office and council, one of the council seats.
She wants to run for Yadira Ramos-Herbert's seat.
and
supposedly even made an announcement.
Exactly.
That she said, even if Yadira does not run for mayor, I'm going to run a primary again. In other words, the fix is in my book.
Well, I got to tell you, we've named enough of the wannabes. I would like to see a woman or a man with legitimate small business experience who's run a business and had the responsibility of hiring and firing people herself or himself. Yeah. That, to me, is useful experience in a smaller city like New Rochelle. You won't hear of it.
Just so people understand, between the school district and the city, the ticket every year is about $560 million.
Yep.
That's a lot of money to give out to family, friends, and others.
It's serious money.
It's about $560 million a year.
Incredible state of affairs. And, Vince, we thank you for carrying torch.
Vince. Thank you,
and
Vince.
And we will not let you be side-railed or shut up. You are one of our sources. Thank you for your work.
All right, take it easy, guys.
This is great public service, Lou.
We need overseers on the school board, too. We would never happen.
Oversight.
Oversight. Because you look at Webster School when the building collapsed. God forbid that happened when the kids were in school. Because maintenance should be number one. They should have we're paying so much money in school taxes. There should be a maintenance crew or hire somebody every so often to go around and check these roofs, the boilers, and the air conditioning units and checking these school systems. Our kids are going there. You know, God forbid something happens.
Very true, Lou. I can tell you, as a small property owner, commercial property in the Bronx, there are laws we must observe. There are certain inspections and permitting that is required every year or every 3 years, as the case may be. Let one of these candidates have some experience opening the mail or following the schedule of inspections that small business people and large business people, men and women, are required to follow every year, not relying on a staff of bureaucrats or people who have no personal stake in the matter. I think the point is completely valid. I hope we have a good choice this year, not just some wannabes and people switching parties for the sake of electability. I think it would be a disservice to our city. Our city, this great little city, is worth more than that.
All right, Larry, you're on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, guys.
Do you have to say, Larry?
Yeah, what I'd like to say is, you know, you got to hand it to the Democrats. Instead of talking about Apple threatening to take Twitter off of the App Store.
Yes.
Or, you know, which would basically harm them tremendously, because how do you get Twitter if you're not on the App Store, right? And you know, why aren't people talking about the FBI and the media colluding to hide the laptop story that they knew was true 2 years ago, and they buried it because they knew Biden would have definitely been buried in the election?
Larry, we know the quick answer is, let's face it, as they buried the Biden story in the first place, and they hide the misdeeds of PayPal. You know, name your favorite monopoly. Larry, go back a few decades when you and I and Lou were conservative little striplings, right? Just new to the world, wanting to vote, wanting to help change, improve society. Could we have imagined that corporations would be our really first line of the enemy? Corporations misbehaving and abusing their wealth to the disadvantage of everybody? Could we have imagined this?
Yeah, well, they've all conspired to destroy this country. We're not talking about that. We're talking about what Trump did. And as far as I'm concerned, Trump was the best thing that happened to this country. He exposed the corruption, you know, in the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the presidency, the Biden presidency.
No, it is. No at all.
You know, and that's what we should be talking about. Not a bad tweet from Trump.
Yes. And how about the latest bullying from PayPal? I don't know if you heard about that incident. More after this. If you care to stay over, Larry, let's have you make another point. And we'll be back with you, Steve and Lou, weekly on WVOX 1460 AM, right here in New Rochelle and surrounding communities. We'll be right back.
WVOX at 1460 for Crestwood, Mount Vernon, and the Bronx.
1460 WVOX.
Hello again. I'm Steve. Opposite me is Lou. This is WVOX 1460 AM. Call us 914-636-0110. We're on the phone with great loyal caller, Larry. Larry, please make your point, and then we're going to go on to another great caller.
Yeah, all right. So some more points. You know, the American voting public has a short memory. It seems like no one talks about Afghanistan and the $95 billion of equipment that was left there, a $2 billion military base that was 400 miles away from, you know, the China nuclear manufacturing facility, and you know, the open borders and everything like that.
Larry, partly to your point. Larry, your point is valid, but let's be fair. For many people, it's not a failure of memory. It's a failure of even hearing the story in the first place,
right?
9 months ago or 2 years ago. We know that's a problem.
The media and the Biden administration have conspired to lie to the American people. And, you know, a lot of times it's not about reality. It's about perception.
It's all perception.
And their perception is totally false.
Larry, points made as always.
Larry,
concisely.
Before you go, I just want to tell you one thing, is that my thing is with Trump is that if he's going to be primary, let's say against DeSantis, if he doesn't get the nomination, then he says he's going to run on his own. I don't think he should do that. I don't think he should split this Republican Party more than it's being split already.
I don't think DeSantis should split it. I think he should run in 2028.
All right. That's a good point.
He's still young. That's a good point, Larry.
I'll let the process proceed. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Hey, all views. Let's go on to
Tom Ralph's on the line.
Tom, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, Tom.
Just great.
Good. I got two points.
I just got to tell you, Tom, you asked me the question. I didn't think I would be arguing against corporations at this stage of my life. I thought maybe the conservative side would have made some progress. It seems like the people who should be with us, or at least be open to reasoning, would be with us. But corporate America, they're tone deaf. death, or we are just way off base.
Oh, they've sold out. Just take a look at Disney, what they're doing. Mm. They closed this ride called Splash Mountain. I don't know if you heard about it.
No,
but they found it to be a racist themed ride.
Give me a break.
Really? I can't even imagine, but hey.
Check it out later.
Quite sickening.
I wanted to ask you, I thought Elon Musk was going to come out with the smoking gun. I don't hear anything yet that's happened. Has it? Or have I missed it? Or is there not?
Yeah, good question. My understanding is he is making available some supposedly hidden policies, actual physical evidence of conspiring against the conservative point of view, or if you will, the Trump view. I think they found a secret cache of, even as mundane as a closet that contained information that's useful in building a case, if not legal, at least morally, against the Twitter management. Let's face it, the left Twitter side is on the run. They're consulting their friends at the New York Times and causing them to write horrible headlines like the one I saw over the weekend about the explosive increase in hate speech on Twitter.
Right.
Maybe there is some increase, but how about all the anti-Republican, anti-religious prejudice of the Twitter noise in the preceding years? Well, Steve, never reported.
Steve and Tom, they're contradicting themselves, the Democrats. They run on a ticket, say, free speech, but then again, they're discriminating against this man, Mr. Musk. You know, how can you run a ticket to say free speech? It doesn't make any sense to me.
And automatic huzzas, you know it, and automatic hear-hears from the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Let's tee this up for people that are listening who may not be aware of what we're talking about. And that is, it all boils down to the 2020 election and the days and weeks leading up to it, the revelation that there was a laptop that was left behind by Hunter Biden that had incriminating information on it, and it was suppressed by the media.
Yep.
And that's what we're talking about.
Pure and simple.
With Facebook, we're talking about with all of the social media sites, including Twitter.
Another point I want to hammer on is the
DNC now wants to move and get away from the Iowa caucus and make South Carolina the first primary stop in their primary season. And I think this is all about what happened with Biden reviving his presidential nomination and his primary. Yep. He was left for dead after South Carolina. And then he went down to, after New Hampshire. Then he went down to South Carolina and he got together with that congressman whose name is escaping me now.
Yes, yes.
And all of a sudden he was revived. And I got to tell you, if I'm Bernie Sanders, I don't know if he knows it or not, but they use that man. Because that man never gets a chance to finish a primary. He was actually beating Clinton.
Yes.
With the exception of those. Steve, what were those called, those votes where they counted for way more than a primary, those superdelegates?
Ranked choice voting.
Superdelegates.
Superdelegates, yes.
So,
yes.
Like, for instance, Bill Clinton had a vote as a superdelegate. He voted for his wife.
Yep.
And Bernie got used, and he would have won that on the popular vote. And the same thing was happening in the last presidential cycle.
Of course.
When they got out of South Carolina, Sanders would have been the nominee.
Yes.
And then they had to change it, and then they forced other.
Yeah, of course.
They played the whole game.
Well, let's face it, Tom, that's a very good point. But let's face it, those are, you might say, small D anti-democratic measures adopted. I agree, by a private party. They're allowed to do what they want technically, but you're right. These are anti-democratic measures, small D, meant to benefit large D Democrats.
Right. And I get a kick out of every time a Democrat like Schumer would come out and say something. And he criticizes Republicans for doing the very things that the Democratic Party basically embraces.
Of course.
They come out and they say, well, the Republicans are doing this. Meanwhile, they've done it 10 times over and done it successfully.
And unpublicized, Georgia, for sure.
I got a prediction with Georgia. Warnock is going to win. He's going to win a close election. He's going to win, and it's because of the early voting and the fact that the Republicans just don't go out and vote early.
Of course. The endless voting, the incessant voting, and the increasingly unreliable standards of proof of validity. You're absolutely right on the mark. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Very important point. I wasn't going to predict that race. I don't have any particular knowledge of it.
Warnock shot himself in the foot when he talked about the abortion issue.
Well, Warnock's got a lot of ghosts and skeletons, but they're not. We know that. Look, it's an imperfect system. The Democrats have mastered it. The GOP is still in the woods. And I say conservatives have to reorganize and find our allies, because we are the majority, in my opinion. Thank you for listening this week. Lou, thanks for joining.
All right.
And Cohen.
We'll be back right back next week, same time, 5:30 to 6:30.
16 years ago when we started.
1460 does.